You're listening to the Witch in the Woods podcast.
Grimalkin, Grimalkin, the world's greatest talking cat. Grimalkin, Grimalkin, my fan mail's where it's at. Good morning, my gorgeous tens of millions of fans. I may have gotten my feelings hurt last month, but you all have spoken, and I am feeling the love. I listened to Barnaby's fireside chat, and it was good. You know, very Barnaby. In fact, I want to thank you for throwing him a few questions so he didn't feel left out. Sometimes I don't think about how hard it must be for him to have to see me looking through my stacks and stacks of mail each month, and I've decided to be more understanding of what it's like for him to live with such a sparkling personality like myself. He's lucky, yes, but I've come to see that it's possible that comes with challenges. In fact, I even attempted to make him breakfast this morning. Can you believe it? I put on my apron and everything. I felt very Gordon Ramsay. You know, that chef who's always yelling. I've seen his videos online and, oh, I just love his fire. Anyway,
I... Grimalkin.
Yes?
What happened to the kitchen?
What do you mean?
Did you throw a party? Every square inch is covered in flour and something sticky.
Oh, yes. Did you know that things start to bubble when you heat them up? I was mesmerized.
I need you to clean it up. Now.
Just have the squirrels do it.
What squirrels?
You know, the squirrels or deer or whatever forest creatures do the cleaning.
What are you talking about?
Like in fairy tales, you know? How you just sing out the window and then creatures come to clean?
Grimalkin, that doesn't happen in real life. I do the cleaning around here.
You do? Are you sure there aren't squirrels?
No.
Bunnies?
No.
Not even birds?
Grimalkin, if you don't get in that kitchen right now.
But Barnaby, I'm recording. I'm answering questions from my fans.
That can wait. The fans won't mind, will you, fans? Especially since most of them are just in your head.
What? I resent that remark. Especially since the kitchen is only dirty because I got up early to make you breakfast.
You did?
I did. I wanted to do something nice for you. You know, to congratulate you for having your first fan mail episode last month.
Oh. Well... That's very nice, actually. I haven't had breakfast made for me in, well, ever. Where is it?
Now, you see about that. I had to taste test it, you know, just to make sure I had made it right, and...
And you ate it all.
That might be one way to describe what happened.
Just please come clean the kitchen.
Well, but what about the listeners? We can't just have silence.
Then Koro can come talk. Koro!
Koro? Who wants to hear from that pea brain?
Yes, Barnaby?
Can you please entertain the listeners for a moment? Grimalkin has some chores to do before she can play.
But...
Now!
Oh, but I... What do I do? Am I just supposed to talk into this thing here? Hello? Do they talk back? I don't understand. Oh, there's some papers here. Which might be helpful if I could read. Huh. Well? Hello! My name is Koro. Well, my name hasn't always been Koro. My name is a little hard to say if you're not a bat, so that's what everyone here calls me. Do you want to know what my name is in my language? Isn't it pretty? I love my bat name. I haven't got to hear it since I've been here. It's hard to make friends in new places, you know? I've tried to meet other bats when I go out hunting at night, but even among bats there are different languages, and I don't think they can understand me. It's hard to learn new customs and words in a whole new place. Has that ever happened to you? For instance, my friends and I used to play a game where we would fly really fast at each other and make the scariest face we could, and we'd scream things like,
I'm gonna get you.
And then at the last second, we would swoop left and just barely miss each other. It was so much fun. I've tried to play that game with the bats around here, but they just fly away from me. I think they're scared of me, and I don't understand why. I even had Grimalkin get a book for me from the library about bats, and Barnaby read it to me, but it was very disappointing. I already know that I'm awake at night and sleep during the day, and I know that I can feel the bugs around me and don't need to see them. What I really wanted to know was how to make friends, how to talk to other bats, and...
Okay, Cora, you're off the hook. I'm back.
Oh, that was quick.
Yes, well, it turns out that Barnaby is so picky about how to clean that it's just better for him to do it. I thought I was being very creative by bringing in the garden hose, but evidently that wasn't how you clean a kitchen.
Oh, well, I guess I'll go then.
All right, sleep tight.
Yes, I am tired.
You're not leaving.
Would it be all right if I watched a little bit? You know, see how it's done?
Sure, sure. Just stay out of the way.
Okay, I'll just sit right here.
That's fine. Now then.
I'll be quiet as a mouse.
Perfect. Okay, so, on to your letters.
Just very still and quiet.
Cora.
You won't hear another peep.
All right. Back to our regularly scheduled program. Let's read our first letter.
Oh, goody!
Hi, Grimalkin. My family listens to the podcast in the car, and we all love it. We want to know who is your favorite kid? Boz, Olivia, Ari, or Naomi? Keep it creepy, from the Lennon family. Oh, a whole family of fans? What good taste you all have. I'm so glad you have the podcast to listen to in your car. I can't imagine how boring your lives must have been before. Now then, about your question. The truth is, I don't really like any of them.
Grimalkin, that's not true. I hear you all the time saying, Barnaby, when do you think the kids will come visit? I just can't wait to...
I thought you said not another peep.
Sorry.
What I was about to say after my hilarious joke was that I don't know if I have a favorite. I mean, Naomi and Ari don't try as hard to get me to like them, which is very cat-like of them, and I respect that. But Boz and Olivia always have food, and I definitely respect that.
Olivia!
What was that, Coro?
Me? Nothing. Your favorite is Olivia!
Coro... This is my time. If the fans write you letters, then it can be your time.
Oh, do you think they would?
I mean, they wrote Barnaby letters, so stranger things have happened.
I'm going to go work on learning to read so I can be ready.
You do that.
Goodbye, everyone. Write to me soon.
Whew, thank goodness for that. There's something about her voice that just... Ugh, ah. Anyway, let's move on. Next letter. Grimalkin. Can you tell me where the mermaids live? From Zelda. Zelda, I can absolutely tell you where the mermaids live. Well, where some of them live, anyway. So all you do is...
This section has been retracted by the EMCA, Earthly Magical Creature Association, in accordance with Section 9A of the EMCA Treaty.
And then you should be there. Ask for Abitail and tell them I sent you. You'll be living the mermaid life in no time. All right, I think we have just one more letter. Let's see here. Grimalkin, are you scared of anything? No name on this one. Well, to answer your question, of course I am. Anyone who tells you that they're not scared of anything at all is either trying to fool you or fool themselves. Let's see. I'm scared of my food bowl being empty. I'm really afraid of that weird cat soup wet food that Olivia brought me that one time. I am not a fan of gray hair, and—
Grimalkin, what did you put in the oven?
Oop, and I'm really afraid of Barnaby when he sounds like that. Gotta go, send more letters.
Thank you for listening to the Witch in the Woods podcast. Please rate, review, and subscribe, and follow us on social media at The Witch in the Woods Pod.
The Witch in the Woods podcast is a Zombie Burrito production and was created, written, and executive produced by Becky McLaughlin. If you would like to hear Grimalkin read your mail on air, send it to grimalkinthegreat@gmail.com. That's grimalkinthegreat@gmail.com. Grimalkin is voiced by Caitlin Stafford, Barnaby is voiced by John Furr, and Coro is voiced by Becky McLaughlin. Thank you for listening, and a huge thank you to our Patreon subscribers, Billy and Lynn Hill, Rob Taylor, Sarah Bowers, Kristen Machado, and Amanda Wills. We are so grateful for your support. Until next time.